what's up, everybody? It's your boy Anthony Hudson, and it's my turn to give you one of the best football podcasts out here, you heard. I'm feeling myself today. I'm back from this break. Well-deserved break, honestly. I feel like I definitely deserve it, you know. Been putting out a lot of content with the It's My Turn podcast as of last February. And I decided, you know, I needed to take a break from my mentals, prepare for the upcoming exciting episodes that I'm about to produce and put on this podcast 100%. Yeah, like I said, I took like a 2-week hiatus just, you know, to prepare myself for everything that's been going on. There's been so much stuff that's been going on as far as myself, as far as me trying to become a better journalist every single day. And that's pretty much it, my guy. That's pretty much it, y'all. I'm coming back this week. You're going to hear this episode right here. I don't know what day it's going to be published. You're going to hear this episode. I'm going to publish another episode this week, and I'm going to be back. Be on my craft 100%. I changed the intro, as y'all just heard. I changed it from We Win. We still in the winning season 100%, but I changed it to Himothy because I feel like it's well-deserved, man. I'm him. It's time for me to actually act like I'm him 100% in everything that I do. So let's go ahead and get started with this first segment. The first thing I'm going to talk about, or first segment, is going to be called What's Up? What's Happening? What's up? What's happening? All right. Basically, it's a breakdown of stuff that I'm talking about for the week, what's been going on and everything. And that's pretty much what it is. It's basically just, you know, a little segue, starting segue of me just breaking down what's going on with the week. But first, like I already said, took a couple weeks break. I've been preparing for the UFL season that's been coming up, y'all. I'm so excited for it. If you don't know what the UFL is, it's the merger between the USFL, another spring football league that was on here, another spring football league that was on platform in the past couple of years, and the FXL that came back last year that I talked about in my in the podcast. Last year I did a little brief overview or breakdown some games, but this year we're making it happen for sure. This year I want to break down the UFL 100%, everything that's been going on 100% with all the 8 teams that's in it, and try to like showcase that I can actually, you know, be a broadcaster for them 100%, be a broadcaster for UFL. Cause I'm trying to get this podcast to the platform where I can, you know, use it for resumes, use it for broadcasting opportunities as far as that. So that's pretty much what's been going on with me. Like I said, plan on doing UFL content on here and doing UFL content on my own social medias on TikTok and Instagram. So you don't follow me on TikTok and Instagram at DINT Podcast, you tweaking. Nah, let me stop. But that's pretty much it with what's up, what's happening. Let's go ahead and get into the NFL breakdown. There's been so much going on with the NFL since I took, this 2 or 3 week hiatus. Basically, Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox, they're gone, man. They retired. We're starting to get old, man. Julio Jones is basically on the brink of retirement. Them two retire. Matt Ryan's gone. Who else is gone? All the quarterbacks, Drew Brees, Big Ben, all the people that I've watched as kids are gone. Like, Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox, I mean, I've been watching them literally since I was a kid. Like, Fletcher Cox, been dominated with him on Madden since Madden 15, 16 days. And they're gone. They're retired. Shout out to them for their amazing careers, by the way. I'm glad that they at least got a bowl before – Lisa got a bowl before they were able to retire. They could say they got a ring, multiple All-Pro honors, multiple Pro Bowls, multiple first-team All-Pro honors, I should say. Just plenty of accolades that definitely showed that they had a resilient career, and shout out to them. I'm glad that they're retiring. They definitely deserve their flowers. And the next thing I want to talk about is the NFL Combine. NFL Combine showcased so much talent. It was amazing, absolutely amazing. Pat McAfee and the boys was at Indianapolis breaking down as they always do. And just a lot of stuff happened as far as that. 40-yard dash, all my Georgia boys did good. James Worthy broke the 40-yard dash that was previously held by John Walsh. 4.221. Insane. I knew that man was fast, but Jesus. And then Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver, he ran a 4.35. I mean, them Texas boys are different. I know Mitchell came from Georgia, but them Texas boys are different. Texas had a great season overall. I'm so glad that Texas is back on the map. Well, man, I'm so glad Texas is back on the map. I feel like they're going to win the Natty in the next couple of years, but that's another topic. That's a whole other segue. But anyway, that happened with the NFL Combine. And then you got the 2024 NFL agency frenzy already underway, man. Gotta talk about it first, 100%, because I'm a Falcons fan. Kirk Cousins just signed a 4-year, $180 million contract with the Atlanta Falcons. I'm so excited for that because, yes, did I want Justin Fields, 100%, but, I mean, any elite quarterback could do in that offense. Like, any elite quarterback. Justin Fields, I feel like, would have been amazing. Flourished well, perfect for that offense. But Kirk Cousins literally had an MVP caliber season before he got injured. 100%. You could say he had the stats to prove it. You could look at it. I think he got injured in a while, like week 8 or week 9. Was just flourishing overall, 100% with the Vikings. And they didn't even have Jay Jettis at the time. And he was still playing great. But yeah, him coming to Atlanta, just a great overall signing. We finally got that QB1. I'm sorry, Desmond. I really wanted to work out for you. I really did. But, man, we need that QB1 100% because there's no way we have Tyler Allgeier, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, that amazing offensive line, and we cannot score the ball. There's no way. No way we should be scoring 25 points a game. But anyway, then you got DeAndre Swift. DeAndre Swift, who previously played with the Eagles, now just got signed by the Bears. Bears got themselves a better running back as far as that. Not the shade their running back that they got now. I'm pretty sure that's – who is that? I don't even know who their running back is now. It's not Howard. It's not – who is the Bears running back? It's DeAndre Swift now. But no, DeAndre Swift been playing really good. He had a pretty good season with the Eagles. He was in an offense where it was mostly, I don't want to say mostly, but Jalen Hurts had his way with the running scheme as far as that. So now he's going with the Bears, who definitely need the running game more implemented in their offense. So he could be a 100% like stud on the Bears. 100%. I could see it happening as far as that. Then you got Saquon signing with the Eagles. You see, wow, man. Saquon, I can't see Saquon without on a different team, first of all. I can't see him without a New York Giants jersey. But for him to go to the division rivals, Philadelphia Eagles, that's tough. That's tough, I'm not going to lie. That's definitely tough, 100%. And I saw like a tweet on Tiki Barber, who's already hated by New York Giants fans. I don't know if that ever like went down or dwindled down, but I know for the longest time New York Giants fans hated on him for a long time. He said that, oh, New York Giants fans will ever hate you. And they probably do. They probably would not like Saquon. They're going to boo him. But Tiki Barber, you are the last man to say that. Last man that should be saying anything about New York Giants hating on them, because they hated on you for a while, my guy. But Saquon going to the Eagles, that's going to be crazy. I feel like it's going to be good for them because, I mean, Saquon's – He's not Saquon. He's not rookie Saquon. Let's just get the facts straight. He's not rookie Saquon. But I mean, for him to go to the Eagles, where they already implemented the running scheme perfectly, I love their running scheme 100%. And him, if he could just get some touches out there, we know he's not gonna get the ball in the red zone. So as long as he get his touches, as long as he get his touches, what's it called? throughout the game at least get, what, like 20 carries, I mean, I feel like he could still put up 100 yards a game, 100%. And you got Patrick Queen signing with the Seattle Seahawks. That's a great pickup by the Seattle Seahawks. Patrick Queen played for the Ravens last year, was a part of the duo that was just absolutely dynamic with him and Roquan Smith. They were literally the dynamic duo, 100%. Right behind Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw, they were two of the best linebacker duos in the league. But he still has so much potential, I feel like. I feel like Patrick Queen literally in the next couple of years can just develop and blossom to the best linebacker in the league, 100%. I really feel like he could go over to Fred Warner, because that's where it is. It's Fred Warner and Roquan Smith, 100%. I feel like he could get there, 100%. And now he's on a team with Bobby Wags. I mean, you go from Roquan Smith leading you to Bobby Wagner leading you. Like, how great is that as a player? It's going to be another great dynamic duo in Seattle. Seattle defense, they're starting to get back there, 100%. They're starting to get back to that top 10 defense, 100%. Then you got Xavier McKinney, he signed a four-year, $68 million contract with the Packers. Great signing. I don't know if many people talk about McKinney like that. McKinney's a stud. That man is an athlete, like a straight-up athlete. Has, like, amazing speed, amazing get-back speed as far as that. And signing him with the Packers, I mean, that's a great pickup as far as them. Packers defense already, I mean, they just lost, not lost, they got rid of Campbell. So, like, they're just picking up younger studs as far as that. And the Giants are looking to rebuild. That's what it looks like for the Giants. Giants are like they're starting to rebuild as far as that, which I don't blame them, because what they've been doing over the past couple of years has not been working. Then you got key re-signings. Chris Jones re-signed back with the Chiefs. Five-year, $160 million contract. Justin Matabuki signed a four-year, $98 million. Resigned with the Ravens, 4 years, $98 million. Jalen Johnson, one of the best safeties in the league, finally getting his flowers overall. 4 year, $76 million contract with the Bears. And then Baker Mayfield, just clap it up for him, man. Clap it up for Baker Mayfield. Got his contract, finally found his team. 3 year, $115 million contract with the Buccaneers. And speaking of the biggest thing that happened in the NFL, actually the biggest thing that did not happen in the NFL yet, it's the Bears, man. I have a whole segment for it. Bears and the Justin Fields, Caleb Williams. As far as that, I feel like, let me give my opinion first. In my opinion, I really feel like the Bears should keep Justin Fields. The reason why I feel like because of that is because if you draft Caleb Williams, it's going to be the exact same position either way, because that offensive line is not talented enough to keep Caleb Williams from getting pressured. Caleb Williams is an absolutely amazing talent. He is probably, I compare him to Aaron Rodgers, because the way he could just maneuver around the pocket and just escape the defense, step up and step out of the pocket, is just amazing overall. Like, he literally, him and Patrick Mahomes, and I'm not comparing them to Patrick Mahomes. I'm not comparing them, because let's get that straight. I'm not necessarily comparing, like he's going to be the next Patrick Mahomes or he's going to be the next Aaron Rodgers. I'm just saying his game style is similar. It's similar. He plays like them. Not saying that he's going to beat them. I'm just saying he plays like them. But the way he maneuvers around the pocket is just amazing. And it's great in college. But you take that to the NFL, that's not going to work out like that. I'm telling people, it's not going to work out like that. We have defensive linemen that's running 4.5 40s. He's not going to be able to do that in the NFL. And it's going to be the exact same situation if you put him in that, if you put him in the Chicago Bears right now. He's going to have to develop in the next 2 to 3 years to become the best quarterback he could be, which is cool. It's cool, but it's just like, why did you waste all those years with Justin Fields if you're going to just redraft a quarterback and put him in the exact same position? Like, Justin Fields is literally on the brink to becoming that quarterback. I promise you he is. You've seen it. I've seen it the past 4 games. I've seen it. He don't look nervous anymore. He don't look shy anymore. He literally is making reads. He's making better reads. When he needs to scramble, he's scrambling. And it's better. He's getting better. I promise you. He really is. But Bears fans don't see that. I don't know if Poles see that. I get it. Poles, that's not really even his project because Poles didn't even pick up Justin Fields. So I understand that in that case. And also, I understand the you're probably going to have to pay him $25 million at most. Or 25, I think $35 million at most to sign him when in the next couple years after, to give him a contract in the next year or so. So I definitely understand that as well. That's probably the biggest thing. That's probably the biggest thing about the Bears, that they're going to have to give Justin Fields a contract. And is he playing up to par for that right now? He's not. He's not at all. I'm 100% being honest. He's not playing up to par to get that contract. But the biggest thing is for me is development. You're going to have to wait 2 to 3 years for Caleb Williams to become that great player. Why can't you just wait 2 to 3 years for Justin Fields to become that great player? Like, it's going to be the exact same situation. That's my biggest take on it. Bears still have not made a decision. It looked like they're going to get Caleb Williams, though. It looks like it. As far as that, it looks like they're going to get Caleb Williams. Let's go ahead and go to the UFL. Man, I'm so excited for this. UFL, I got my notes right here. So with the UFL, like I said, they combined the USFL and the FXL together to make the United Football League, or UFL, like I said, for short. The teams are Birmingham Stallions, Arlington Renegades, Memphis Showboats, DC Defenders, Michigan Panthers, St. Louis Battlehawks, San Antonio Brahmas, and Houston Roughnecks. Those are the teams. The Stallions, Showboats, Panthers, and Roughnecks are in the USFL Conference, and the Renegades, Battlehawks, Brahmas, and Defenders are in the FSL Conference. So it's cool. They had to cut some teams, though, which is pretty sad. Some of the key teams that were cut, I didn't really watch USFL that much. I mostly watched the FXL. They cut my Sea Dragons, which is pretty sad. The Seattle Sea Dragons were cut, along with the Orlando Guardians, Las Vegas Vipers, Pittsburgh Maulers, New Orleans Breakers, New Jersey Generals, Houston Gamblers, and Philadelphia Stars. So 4 teams. 8 teams were brought into the UFL, and 8 teams had to be cut. But a lot of the players still are now on UFL teams. Like Vic Beasley, he's now on the Renegades. Vic Beasley's a former Falcon player. That's why I used him, of course. He used to play for the Vipers. Now he plays for the Renegades. So, like I said, it's a merger. It starts March 30th, y'all. March 30th, I will be in tune for that game. Arlington Renegades will play the Birmingham Stallions. Those are the 2 champions from the leagues last year. FXL champ are the Arlington Renegades are the FXL champions, and then the Birmingham Stallions are the USFL champions. So they'll be playing together on the first game of the season. Players that I got to watch for the Renegades, like I already said, offensive linebacker Vic Beasley, Marquette King, Marquette King, he was a kicker for the Raiders back in the day. Got so much swag and style to him. Of course, everybody want to see that. Then linebacker Marquis Lee, Stallions, you got linebacker Trayvon Howard, wide receiver Gary Jenkins, wide receiver Amari Rodgers. Defenders, you got DB Gary Conley, DB DJ Swearinger, wide receiver Preston Williams. Roughnecks, you got Reuben Foster. That's a familiar name. A lot of people forgot about him. Reuben Foster, man, played for Alabama. Was supposed to be one of the best. He was supposed to be an elite linebacker in the league. Oh, that's a whole nother story for a whole nother podcast. But Reuben Foster played for the Roughnecks. Tight end Ryan Izzo, and then DN Ethan Westbrooks. Then you got the Showboats. You got D tackle Daylon Mack, linebacker Dylan Moses, wide receiver Vince Papole. Panthers, you got Kai Nakua. That's crazy. I did not know until I did this research that Nakua has two brothers that play on the same team. You got Kai Nakua, who's a safety, and you got wide receiver Samson Nakua. Both play for the Michigan Panthers, which is crazy. Did not, and at one point, I'm pretty sure it was Samson Nakua that played for the Jets. Did not know that he had older brothers, but, I mean, I guess it runs in the family, right? DN Breland Speaks, along with the Michigan Panthers. Then you got, for the Brahmas, you got kicker Donald D. LeHay, a.k.a. Destroying. Yes, Destroying will be playing in the FXL. You'll know who Destroying is. He's a YouTube content creator that does a lot of just work with college athletes, NFL athletes. Pretty much just all football athletes as far as that. He do them 7-on-7 tournaments where he hosts not even just high school students. Local athletes come to do 7-on-7s, and he gives out money as far as that. But now he'll be playing for the San Antonio Brahmas, and he'll be out there along with DB Tez Tabbar and wide receiver Kay Warner. And then for the Battlehawks, St. Louis Battlehawks, you got wide receiver Hakeem Butler, running back Wayne Gauman, and wide receiver Ja'Kir Pearson. Pearson was he played for the Sea Dragons. That's how I know him. He was really good last year. Good. Can't wait to see him play with the Battlehawks. And as of yesterday, 58 players were, players were cut to 58 players. So we have 58 players. They're still making their offseason cuts as far as that. But I can't wait. I'm going to stay in tune and be consistent and tell y'all about this UFL content every single week. All right. And last thing I'm going to talk about is the best thing I saw for the week. I already put it on here. I put Xavier Worth. We're breaking the 40-yard dash that was previously held by John Ross. That was absolutely amazing. I mean, you've seen it. Everybody in that stadium was going, they weren't going wild, but that was the loudest I ever heard a combine audience before. But, I mean, it made sense. I mean, that's literally history broken. John Ross, something I never thought I would see broken before, but crazy. And then best thing, absolute best thing, is we're 1 week closer to NCAA 25. I didn't get to talk about it these past couple weeks because, of course, I wasn't on here. But NCAA 25, man, I'm so excited for it. As far as that, they already dropped the trailer. The trailer looks amazing. The trailer, you saw at the LA Coliseum, that was actually the game. Like, I thought that was just a picture, or I thought that was just a video they took. No, that was actually the game. The LA Coliseum looks amazing. But I'm just excited for it. I'm excited to see players that I know. I'm going to be able to play with them in a game. I'm going to be able to play in high school. Hopefully, I get to do all the features that I was able to do in NCAA 14. Hopefully, EA Sports will not mess it up. I pray to God they don't mess it up. But as far as that, man, thank you for listening. Back with this episode, or back with the podcast, trying to get back consistent with it. Hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Make sure y'all follow me, like I said again, on Instagram and TikTok at DIMT Podcast, TheImtPodcasts. I don't think there's an extra S on it, but ST. Anyway, but yeah, follow me on that and make sure you keep listening to your boy. Peace.